We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom. The Boyaluhu, because the Shaila was like this: in a regular Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Gadol dying, a regular year, every year the Kohen Gadol, how's it work? Chayfin v'chayfin or loy. Every time they do a chafina, they put it into the spoon. They walk in the Kodesh Kedashim, the Kohen Gadol. In the Kodesh Kedashim, does he pour it back into his hands or not? So Mar says Tashema, I'm going to bring you a raya. Try to bring you a raya. The first raya is trying to bring brought from the first Mishnah in Perakot Tziulai. It said in the Mishnah that the bigger the Kohen's hands, that's how big it is. Small, small. And Kachai Semidasa, this was the Midah. What does that mean, Kachai Semidasa? My lab, doesn't that mean, Kashem Semidasa Bechutz, just like that's the size Chafina outside, Kach Midasa Frim. Inside, you have to do the same exact Midah. And teaching us that's B, you have to do it again. So, Gemara Loi, no, it's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means two other things, maybe. Maybe it means Dilma Shem Rosh Lassa Midah Isa. If you want to make a measure, you could do it with the measuring cup. Inami Shlo Yech Surface Shlo Yaiser. There shouldn't be any less than your hand or any more than your hand, exactly that size. That has to be the Midah of the Chafina. Therefore, our Mishnah is inconclusive if you're Chayzev and Chayfin again when you get the Kayach Kedashim. But Tashema, the next price will be conclusive. Tashema, look at the price of Mentes on Beis. What do you do when you get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Remember, you're walking with your right hand, you're walking with a shovel, and your left hand, you're walking with the calf. So what you do is you put the shovel down on the floor. That's the first thing you do. Then, you make your hand into a cup shape, and then you, with your thumbs, you pull back the spoon towards yourself, towards you, towards your chest. Some say you do it with your teeth. And you push it back until it equals under your arms. That's where the handle is. So now it's you pull it towards under your arms. Then you tip it over into your cupped hands, and now you have a chafina. Agav, the Gemara says here that the tzad you do use your teeth. So if you look at Tosfos, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos, the Gemara said that it was not Derech V'Basar V'Dam V'Melech V'Malach, if you want to do such a thing, that the Gemara says. Tosfos asks, what's going on with this Gemara? Tosfos says, it's only when you're doing the Avodah. Here, just setting it up in order to turn it over, then you can use your teeth. The other Shaila was to put down the Machta with your teeth. That already was not covered to put it in front of Hashem, or a Machta with your teeth. But here, this is just, it's not, you're not doing anything L'maisa, just setting it up in order to do a Chafina.
There's another option there, but here there's no other option.
Right, okay. It could be that's a pshat also. But they would have to think of a new option, bring another Kayin or something, if it wouldn't be Derek Lewis, it wouldn't be Arach Ara. He said, this is Yeshlaimah, the Hosam Eina El Moshech Abazach Estav, Abazach Eina Much Ba'av El Yodai. That's how it starts. So now, what we're doing is, we're doing another chafina. What do you do after that? Then you pile it on top of the coals, in order that the oshan should come slowly. You spread it out a lot, in order that it should go quicker. It should go very quick. And what's the Shiloh? So the tzadah should go quick. That the tzad is because some say the pshat is because they don't want you to be nena from the walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, make sure it spreads over quick. That would be a pshat. Another pshat that they bring down. What? No, it's not like this. Do you pile it on the thing and then it goes slowly, or do you make it flat and it goes quickly? Okay. So why do you want to go quick? So the tzad should go quick is, either pshat is because you want it to very get smoky right away, so you're not having nana from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even the wallsmith. So you should, right away it gets smoky, you shouldn't see it. That's one pshat. Another pshat why you do it quickly is, so they should have to leave quickly because people shouldn't think that a person, he died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They're always worried that he died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the other tzad, why would be the tzad to do it slowly? So you shouldn't die from smoke inhalation. That's why it's very quickly, you know, too much smoke. So it's like all over the place. So you make it less smoky until it gets out. That would be the other pshat. Back upon him, this is machlekes how you do it.
Wait in there?
No. Once you put it on, once it goes, it leaves right away.
Spreading it out would take longer.
What? No, spread it out right away. You have to make sure it's smoking rightly.
No.
You have to make sure that it's smoking correctly. So he has to make sure it's everything's lit up. It's good. V'zuhi avoida kosher shev mikdash. This is a very, very hard avoida shev mikdash. Now, what's hard about this? So the Rambam learns, if you look at the Rambam's lashon, it's mashma is that it's very hard to turn over the kaf into your hand and make sure you get everything into your hand and nothing left on the kaf, nothing lands on the floor. It's a hard avoida to do. That's what the Rambam learns. Tosfos learns a little different. If you see Tosfos the Masechta Ikra, that what's hard about it is, first of all, pulling the bazuch with your teeth is hard, and also that you shouldn't get burnt. From the heat of the chalim is a hard thing. So that's what Tosfos learns. So it's a very hard avoda chafina. Right, the Gemara zuhi v'sulai. This is the only thing that's hard. But ika malika. Malika is also hard. And the way Tosfos explains, because malika going through the spine of the bird, it hurts you, the nail very much. It's a hard job. But kmitza also. Kmitza is also hard to do. Kmitza is also hard because you have to. We saw yesterday, 2 days ago, blat that when you use baked type of food, it's hard to smooth it off because it's very hard. So that makes it very hard. So there's other things hard besides chavina. Why? This is hard. Other things are hard. So why not? This is one of the avodas that are hard. This is one of the hard ones. What do you see in this braisa? You see, you do a chafina, you repeat the chafina back in the Kodesh Kodashim. So therefore, you see, we pass like this. Now, like I spoke about before, it turns out it's like our Papa and Rav Huna. What's the halacha? Because according to our papa, if you're chayzev chayfin, no problem. Even if he dies, according to Alma the Yama Fakeret, since it's sure not going to be the same amount, you have to redo the chafina. So to our new shayla, a bayalahu. We know really. We got a little sneak preview about the shayla, but the shayla is this: a bayalahu. If you shecht the par and he died, you have to bring a new par or not? A bayalahu shachat the mace. Mahu, what's the halacha? Sheikanes echa b'dam damay. That someone else, the new kohen gadol, could go into the kodesh kodashim with his dam, from his par. Mi amirim bepar, filled with damishal par. It says v'zoyis yav aaron el kodesh bepar v'bakel chadas v'ayel oyla v'filled damishal par. Oydilma bepar v'loy b'damishal par. Or maybe no, it has to be dafka the par. You v'zoyis yav aaron. You have to have a live par, not damishal par. And basically, it's mavuy in the gemara. The question is. When you say the word par, does that mean a live animal or even a dead animal? That's really the shaila. So it's machlokes samurayim here. Rav Chanina amar par v'lo yidomishal par. It's bedafka a live par. If he dies after par is geshachten, too late. Rav Shlokesh amar par v'lo yidomishal par. Rav Shlokesh says the par v'lo yidomishal par. Even the dam is also going to the kodesh kodashim. Rav Ami amar par v'lo yidomishal par. Rav Chanina amar par v'lo yidomishal par. It's machlokes amarayim here. Two and two, two against two. If you could walk in with the dam shapar, if he shechs the par and he dies, could he walk in with the dam shapar? Eisver of Amir Lav Yitzchak Navcham. That's your kasha from if you miss Mesechus Pesachim. We have here a mishnah of Mesechus Pesachim. Eisver of Amir Lav Yitzchak Navcham. Nimnim umoyishchim yedeim b'menu ad sheyishchot. The halach is that until shechita, you can either count yourself on the Karban Pesach or pull out of the counting on the Karban Pesach. But after this geshachten, it's too late. Because it's not a seh anymore, it's already shechted. So what do you see? That once a sheep is shechted, it's too late. It's not called a seh anymore. V'misa ati zarka b'yaleishah until it's rika. Because it's still called a seh. So we know, you're right, maybe it's called a seh, but here's different. Shani hasa nechsiv miyois miseh. The lashon is, v'im yimat habayis miyois miseh. If you want to pull out miyois miseh, it says mechiyusa de seh. Tari daich miyois miseh means, from when the seh is still alive. And therefore, it's exerius kosov that here it has to be alive, definitely. So that's not right. Let's try another right. Masa mazutra, ein poidim loy be'egel, v'loy be'chaya, v'loy be'shkut. We're talking here a petar chamar. The halacha is that a firstborn kosher animal got to be given to the kohen. What about a non-kosher animal? No, it doesn't have to be a kohen. There's one exception, a chamar. And Rashi, Chumash, bin Tup Shatim, why a chamar? Either because the Mitzrayim are doing the Chamar, or because the Chamarim helped them bring all the stuff out of Mitzrayim. So they have it in Petah Chamar. The firstborn of a Chamar, the halacha is, has to be paid. How do you pay that Petah Chamar? You can't bring a carbon. So what do? You give a seh to the Kohen, and that's how you pay the Petah Chamar. So in Poydim, you can't use loy be'egel, you can't use a calf, that's not a seh. V'loy be'chaya, not an animal, like a deer, that's not a seh. V'loy be'shchuta, not a geshachten animal, a slaughtered animal, v'loy b'treifa, not an animal that's slated to die, v'loy b'kalayim, not a kalayim, which is came from an eiz and a rachel, even though maybe it's called a seh, but since it's kalayim, since it's a mixed marriage, an eiz and a rachel, it's no good, v'loy b'kvi, which is a type of chaya that comes from a tayish and a tzviya, it comes from a ram and a deer, that's a kvi, it's a min fnei atzmai. Ella b'seh, you only use a seh. What do you see? You see there has to be a live seh. What?
It's not considered klein.
What? A kvi, it's considered klein, but it has always been a shame fnei atzmai. That animal has a barrier fnei atzmai, and therefore there'll be a havim, you know, that would be different. But it's got to bother me that once you say klein, yeah, the same thing bothers me. You have to say maybe it's a new barrier fnei atzmai. More as like if it's a barrier fnei atzmai, maybe it would be different. Hakaponim ella b'seh, you need afka seh. What do you see from this bray? So what we want to take out is this halacha that the shchuta is no good. So you see, a seh is not, a shchuta is not called a seh anymore. So my answer, shani hasav, yav seh, seh mi pesach. Learn how from pesach, exer shava, seh, seh. And just like there has to be alive, he has to be alive also. So the Gemara says, if you make Zer Shava, so I have a problem then. Imal Halon, Zohar, Tam, Uben Shana. It has to be a Zohar, it can't be a Bamum, it has to be Ben Shana. Afkan also has to be a Zohar and a Tam and a Ben Shana. We know it's not true, it could be any type of live set. So the Gemara says, no, Tam Lemma, Tifta Ribu. We have a Ribui. It says Tifta twice, the Pasuk. So it says, V'chol Petach Amar Tifta V'sev, Loisifta, V'araftoi, V'chol Bukhar Adam V'necha Tifta. It says twice Tifta by a Behema in that Pasuk. Tifta Riba. Tifta riba, if that's the riba, it's a filkulanami, even if it's shchuta. Imkein se my harley. What's exer shava se gonna teach us? So like upon him, we see that it has to be dafka, not shchuta, has to be alive. Why? Because we learn that from Pesach. Not the more vital. Let's try to just finish up this Gemara and not stop in the middle of a Gemara. Eisver ritzchen afka rabami. The pasuk says by a par. That's parakay mashiach or parham dov shel tzibur. It says in the pasuk this: v'hoitzi es kol ha-par. You take out the par. Now when you take out the par, the thing is dead already, and we're calling it par. So you see, even a dead par is called a par. And for the Gemara, no, it just means shiyotzi es kuli. You got to take the whole thing out. So the Gemara says, just take out the whole thing that was once called a par. Not that it's called a par. Whatever's left from the par. That's what it means. Whereas another rise is if it's parachatos v'sirachatos. This is by on Yom Kippur, it says, so what are you going to say there? It doesn't say they're kol, so it doesn't mean the whole thing. And it's mashmah, it's called a parachatas, even if they bring it out. So it's a kasha. On Rav Chanina, let's say, Om Rav Papa, you know, you're right. He says, ba'or ubaso parash, by the skin, the meat, and the stomach, the kule amale pligi, that's also called a par. That's the, you know, it's there, it's called a par. Ki pligi b'dam. The chlekes is, by dam, is dam called a paranat? Marsova dam ikipar, marsova dam lurkipar. That means the animal itself is called a parastol, but the blood was called a par. That's the machaikas if it's called a par. Omar of Ashi, Mistavra commanded Omar dam ikipar. I think it's Mistavra, like Mandem Hosea, even dam is called a par. Why? Dichsiv, Bezoisi ove aran al kodesh, bepar bebakar. So otu bekarneha maile? It says, you go into the kodesh of par bebakar. You bring a live par into the kodesh of kadosh? No, you bring the blood in. And it's still called a par. So it's a riot that I'm on the Yama. Otu bekarneh ma'ala wa domi, karle par. So the Idach, what's Rav Chanina do with that? The Idach, ma huchsha aron level kodesh, how is he huchsha? By bringing a live par and bakal chadas, bringing into the Beis HaMikdash a live par. It doesn't mean you bring it into the kodesh, especially off the kodesh with the par. It doesn't mean that. It means how you let it go into kodesh with them by bringing originally a par. That's what it means. Originally a par, that's how you have a right to go into the kodesh, HaKadosh, and therefore we have a way out of this, and that's the machlokes. Al nochla ma'is machlokes. Rav Chanina holds bepar, v'loy b'domish apar. The other one holds yep b'domish apar. And the machlokes is the dam called a par or not?